May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In John chapter 14, Jesus says in verse 27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives, do I give to you, lest your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid." I just read to you that John 16, "These things I've spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you're going to have tribulation, but literally the word is cheer up. I've overcome the world." Interesting that he says to them who are about to face this amazing crisis of faith, amazing crisis. They've left everything to follow this Jesus, and everything is going to look like it's crashing and burning. Not only physically, they've suffered financially, they left all their businesses, but even their reputation. But he says here, "Peace I give to you, that's not as the world gives. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful." And then that place in John 16, he says, "Be of good cheer. In this world, you're going to have tribulation, for I've overcome the world." Those are great scriptures to me, because he doesn't, it's not some kind of pretend faith that we often encounter that just says, deny that there's trouble, deny that there's going to be conflict, deny that there's going to be disappointment, just confess that there's not bad stuff going on. He said, in this world, this is a promise. Jesus always keeps his promises. In this world, you will have tribulation. He said, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. He said, peace. I say these things because I give you, in me, you have peace. He tells him, this is all the night before the crucifixion, my peace I give to you. It's not like the world gives, do I give to you? So don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let it be afraid. And that's an amazing thing that he would say, you're about to go through the hardest thing you've ever been through, and you'll never go through anything any harder, but you can go through this without your heart being troubled, without being fearful, and actually being cheerful. Without some kind of phony baloney faith that says, well, I'm just going to confess this as it isn't going on. No, it actually is going on. He also said in John 15, verse 11, "These things I've spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full." He talks about them having his peace. It's not like the world gives, because the peace the world gives is all circumstantial, right? Like you're having a good day until something happens and it stops being a good day and it starts being a bad day. But he says there's also, you can have not just his peace, but his joy. And in John 17, 13, he says, "But now I come to you, Father, and these things I've spoken in the world, that they may have joy, my joy made in themselves." I think the thing that gets Christians in trouble is that we don't start at the beginning and what we know about what it means to be a Christian. Jesus said about being a Christian is that you get born again. You actually become a totally different person. It's not a refurbished thing. It's not restoration. It's absolutely new creation. And yet, sadly, I think one of the things that happens is that Christians try to go be something down the road, like older in the Lord, without ever figuring out what equipment they got when they got born. So they try to live like a human without ever finding out what it means to be a human. They try to live the Christian life and never found out the parts that come with being a Christian. And that gets us in trouble. See, the truth of reality is this, is that Jesus said that the Father was in him and he was in the Father. He said, the words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own initiative, but the Father does his works through me. So as the Son of Man, Jesus was in union with the Father. And in union with the Father, everything that was true about the Father was true about him. He carried and shared the Father's identity. And that's why Jesus could say that place in John 3 when Jesus said, it says about Jesus that he only bore witness of what he saw and heard. But before that it says, he who's from above is above all things. And they bear witness of what they've seen and heard. And you've heard me say this before. Every Christian lives by faith in something. They either live by faith that flows out of their union with Christ, or they live by faith in what everything around them, how they feel, what it looks like, what people are saying, what they watch on the news, dictates to them as to what truth is. Every one of us live by what we believe to be the truth. Unless we don't have time to do a lot of this, but let me just tell you what the truth is. This is a little simple truth. You're in Christ. That's your identity. That's the most important thing about you. That's the most important about anything about you. That's the most important thing about anything that's going on around you. That's the most important thing about anything you feel about you. You're in Christ. Jesus was able, he was in the Father, and the Father was in him, and as a man hanging on the cross, he was able to say, for the joy set before him, he endured the shame and all the pain. Huh? What? That in that situation, he was in joy, he was experiencing joy, even in the midst, without not denying the pain. I'm sure he wasn't saying, Father, underneath the breath, this feels really good, like getting hit with these nails, the crown of thorns. I like this. Let's do more of this. But there was something more real than all that. It transcended everything. He was in the Father. And he believed that he was called to carry impact, and that what the Father was doing in his life, the Father was enough in him, and the Father was, he was light. Jesus was the light of the world, and light was happening. The enemy was losing. And that was the truth. And so I believe you can't have joy unless it comes out of a place of peace, right? I don't know very many people who are anxious and joyful at the same time. But here's the cool thing. Jesus says, that joy, my joy, that could rejoice even in crucifixion, that's your joy. I'll make your joy full. He said, that peace that I knew in the midst of rejection and abandonment, that's my peace that I give to you. Oh, because you see, I'm one with him. I'm in Christ. That's the truth about me. Everything starts there. As a matter of fact, Galatians 2:20, and in this one, the King James Version actually gets it right, translation. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in this flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Not faith in the Son of God, but the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So what's more real than what's going on around you is that I'm in Christ. And because I'm in Christ, I have his joy. I have his peace. Because I have his faith. It's not fighting the good fight for faith. You're one with Christ. You actually have his faith. It's fighting the good fight of faith. You're fighting from his faith, not fighting to get some faith. You're fighting from his faith, and you're living from his peace, and you're living from his joy. And when you not remember that who you are in Christ, you begin to get it. It's really not all about me. It's not just about me living for me or you living for me. It's about me living for him. It's about me living in him. And all these other things become secondary realities because I'm in Christ. That's the equipment I was born with. I was born into this thing carrying his peace, carrying his joy that flows out of his faith. You don't have faith in the thing that you're going through? So, he does. And he lives in you. Why don't you just start thanking him for his faith and his joy and his peace? Didn't he say in this world, you're going to have tribulations, but cheer up, I've overcome the world? Well, so what? Cheer up, because the one who's already overcome the world and everything you've ever faced or are going to face, he's been hit with or tempted with, suffered with, that's the one you're one with. He's able to do it, but more than that, he's already proven to you, he already has. Amen? It's a better way to live. I've flown enough in my lifetime that I've discovered that you can get to where you're going in the back of the plane, but if you can upgrade the first class, it's a much better trip. And he's already bought you a ticket, first class. You've been upgraded, so stop sitting in the back of the plane. Some of us have been traveling by freight. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.